Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, broadcasting live from just north of Austin, Texas. Yes, we are close enough that we can stay connected to Austin, but far enough away that when we go there, we can get our fair share and leave. For those of you who live in Texas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Julie, welcome to today's podcast.
Thank you. It's going to be fun to wrap up this show about common questions and coaching answers, stuff you guys typically all ask. And, you know, when you all ask it, it means you need help and specific direction. So we're going to wrap that up and then we'll get on to our next series. We're going to do, a one-part show about some specific scripting with regards to what you say to yourself and how you speak to other people, which may be, let's just say, getting in your way and needs removed for 2018. So,
Julie, you're so nice. You're so nice and such and being so politically correct. So I wrote an outline for a call yesterday. This is what Julie's politely saying. And the vote, what was the topic I sent? What was the name of the show? The proposed show that we're working on together.
I have to look it up here.
So this will, so longtime listeners, you got
bad crap. They're saying themselves, but
no, I think I called it loser words and phrases, or phrases losers use.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, but it's so true. And you know what, guys, look, we only have you for a limited amount of time every day. So let's just set aside the, all of us being so sensitive to how we feel and being offended.
Yeah.
Let's set all that stuff aside and let's just cut through it. Because at the end of the day, guys, you only live once and you're dead a real long time. And in the time that you're on this planet, it's better if you spend less time basically ruminating and more time getting things done. Ruminating being an old word where essentially, again, a more direct way of saying it is less time worrying about how you feel, more time getting things done so you can have a different, you know, experience on this planet, one that's richer, one that's causing you to make more of a contribution to other people, and frankly, one that makes you a hell of a lot happier. So, Julie, do you have any comments that you would like to, remind myself. To remind you guys, thank you for making this podcast. It's now number 12 on all of iTunes in the training section. Huge accomplishment. We really appreciate it. Of course, I'm greedy and I want to be number one, and we're working on that. So hopefully this going HD, and when we move the show to being a live broadcast, which we're going to be live broadcasting on YouTube. Oh, Julie, did I tell you? We're going to have Julie and I bought a little house that's near our house, where we're actually going to be setting up a studio. Like I said, guys, we're taking this seriously. And I got an email this morning that they're going to have fiber there in February. So we can actually set the studio up in February. Yep. Opposed to mid-year. How cool is that? Yeah. So that means that Julie and I will have to get cleaned up and, you know, maybe brush our hair before we do the show every day. I have a feeling we're going to be coming out with a new line of baseball caps so we can wear baseball caps during the show.
There's a hack for you. I like it. Good.
That's right.
Well,
so we don't have to
point out somebody on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Yes, and you already commented, so you'll know who this is. Angela Strassa, hopefully I'm saying your name right, in Appleton, Wisconsin. She writes, "Woohoo, was officially released from being an oncology patient this morning. Congratulations, Angela." She says, "Can this day get any better?" And I love this next part. "I'm going to call some expireds and find out." And you said, "Wonderful news, Angela. Now, what are your big goals for 2018? She says, "3 listing appointments per week, maintain 12 listings at all times, take our first international family vacation. Thanks for all of your help." Now, that's some serious focus. Nice job, Angela. And thank you for posting on the Facebook page so that you can inspire others. It's all good. Also, there's probably 5 or 6 referrals sitting there for our premier coaching clients for different parts of the country, so make sure you're checking that out. Some of you guys who are doing BPOs report that you're doing them faster. Michelle Halfley said, 6 BPO reports done in only 4 hours. Hello, 2018. So that's all good for those of you who are enjoying that cash flow and actually getting paid for CMAs. How many of the rest of you do lots of CMAs without a paycheck attached? You might consider BPOs. Let's see. And I've been scanning through some of you premier coaching clients are asking about things that you have on the website. So we're directing you to some additional coaching there for those of you who are saying, where's this and where's that? We're directing
let's not meander into customer service, yep. Right? So she's looking at our looking at our private Facebook page. So just to summarize what she's saying, if you're an existing member and you need any help finding anything, we have a staff, customer service staff that is awaiting your communication. You can get them on chat or you can email them at help@timandjulieharris.com. Right. So guys, listen, here's the bottom line. It's the 10th of January. You think you have 12 months this year to be highly productive, but that's not the truth. You don't have 12 months to piss around. And the reason I'm emphasizing this is because so many of you are tempted because it's your life habit to get ready and get started forever. You are going to work on your this and work on your other thing. And you're going to avoid as much as you can, as long as you can, doing the things that make you uncomfortable, right? You're going to, in about another month, you're going to start getting a lot of these traveling snake oil salesmen, which are going to come to your town, and you're going to say, I'm going to go watch so-and-so or go see so-and-so live. My office told me to go because while I'm there, they're going to tell me the secret. They're going to tell me how to get the silver bullets so I don't have to do all that heavy lifting shit that Tim and Julie tell me to do. Even though intuitively, I know I'm supposed to be doing it. Even though intuitively, I know there's no pill to make me thin or no pill to make me rich. I'm going to go one last time. And I'm going to go listen to snake oil salesman Bob, see if he happens to have any snake oil, they'll make it so I never have to call a FSBO. How many of you are like that? All of you?
Lorraine leads on you passively. They all like to respond to those types of things.
I know what I'm going to do, Julie. Listen. I'm going to work on my logo. I'm going to work on my website. I'm going to, I got it. I'm going to call Zillow. And I'm going to buy leads from Zillow. I'll never have to learn how to do any real wrong. Okay, so look, guys, you should just save yourself the pain, frustration, the burnout, and the financial losses of trying to avoid the real work in this or any other business. There's no such thing as success without pain. There's no such thing as success without frustration. There's no such thing as success without failure. There's no such thing as success without incredible amounts of unending, never-ending effort. And when you're on the right path, I promise you, most of you are going to be alone, with the exception of, obviously, if you're tuned into other people that are on the same path. You know, that's the reason we talk about the Facebook group all the time. That's the reason that you guys listen to the podcast, because some part of you wants to be connected to the, you know, something that's going to motivate you, encourage you, and educate you to stay on that path and get further down the road than you have been your entire life. If it's us, thank you. We are going to deliver. If it's our coaching program, perfect. But what I'm telling you is, do not be surprised when you decide to really kick it into gear, when you decide, make the choice to no longer be a failure, no longer be mediocre, when you decide to be exceptional, you're going to be alone. I promise you, you will be. You can look for all the accountability partners and all the mastermind groups and all the this and that and the other things, but nobody is going to be as driven as you are when you really click it in, when you really lock it in. When you're locked and loaded and you're really staying frosty and you're really moving towards the end zone, you're really staying focused. If you follow the rules in our international number one bestseller book, Harris Rules, and you just go through the book, it's written, as so many of you figured out, as a manual to success. You're not going to question it. You're not going to look for, okay, well, Julie and Tim want me to do it this way, but I'm going to go and do it this way, or I'm going to go into this website or this, you know, whatever, and I'm going to build my own sort of real estate system. Why would you do that? Honestly, why would you do it? Why? It's because you're trying to stay in the mode of getting ready and get started so you can avoid doing the real work. We've coached agents forever. We have all of your voices in our heads. Julie and I and all of our coaches have had, I don't even know how many coaching calls. Maybe over a million. Seriously, just a ridiculous number of coaching calls. And everybody follows the same pattern. We have some of the nation's top producing agents as personal clients. As personal clients to Julie and I. And these are guys that are making, you know, some of them are making $2-3 million in commissions per year, selling it could be a crap ton of houses. It could be not a lot of houses, but high sale price, or it could be both. And they all have the same behavioral patterns, but they don't, like, for example, they'll avoid doing what they don't want to do, but they have learned that the doing what they don't want to do when they don't want to do at the highest level is the secret to what they want in life. But the rest of us are me too, guys. You know, we're all, look, bottom line, if you're not willing to make the effort, if you're not willing to make yourself uncomfortable, if you're not willing to literally in your head right now, write down a list of the top 3 to 5 things that you hate doing in real estate, that you're trying to avoid doing in real estate. Seriously, guys, make the list, 3 to 5 things. Say to yourself what they actually are. I already know what they are. I'll help you out. You hate doing really efficient lead follow-up. You hate calling for sale by owners, expireds. Many of you hate calling your centers of influence and past clients. Some of you loathe having to pre-qualify. Guess what? Those are the things that get you paid. No wonder you don't have consistent cash flow. No wonder you've been in the business as long as you have and worked as hard as you have, and you don't have anything to show for it because you look for the shortcuts. And I know everyone around you does the same thing. We are your voice of truth, of reason. We're the voice inside your head that you already have. I don't think Jules and I have ever said anything to any of you on this show or any of our coaching calls that don't fall into the category of common sense. And you have our voice, your own voice, our version of your voice. You guys get it? It's in your head already. Stop fighting it. You know intuitively what we're telling you is the truth. So just lock it in, get on the path, and don't deviate. And it's going to take longer. You know, I had this conversation with Julie. So Julie and I have been married for, Julie, how long is it? 27 years this year?
Yeah, this year.
27 years. So Julie and I got married when we were 20 and 21. How about that? And no, I know we're from Ohio, so no Ohio jokes for those of you who have never been to Ohio. We weren't first cousins. It wasn't a shotgun wedding. You know, any of those jokes that people like to say when we tell them we've been married for almost 30 years. We got married that young. We got married young. We are high school sweethearts, the whole thing, okay? And I was having this conversation with Jules. I like to have reflective conversations because reflective conversations, in other words, basically being in appreciation, helps put your mindset in a powerful place so you can really be present for the rest of the day. So we do that almost every morning. And we are talking about the fact that there has not been a single thing that we've ever, that's ever basically not taken almost exactly twice as long as we thought it would, that's worth doing.
It's true.
You know? Becoming millionaires, accumulating enough rental properties that the rental properties basically have made us rich where we no longer have to work for money. Our money works for us. Silly things like getting the book done, getting Premier Coaching, the product done. That took 5 years, you know, getting the podcast to be number one. You know, all these things, everything in life that's worth having is going to take longer, is going to require more effort. But how many of you are willing to stay focused for long enough to actually experience that success versus being seduced by the easy buttons? Or like I said, as you're on your ascension, as you're climbing the mountain, how many of you are essentially losing faith in yourself because nobody around, nobody in your family, nobody in your office, nobody around you, none of your friends, nobody anywhere is as quote unquote ambitious as you? In other words, they're locked into being lazy for the rest of their lives. They're locked into having mediocre experiences for the rest of their lives. They're locked into basically never having financial security, let alone financial freedom for the rest of their lives. And because you don't know personally anybody that's trying to ascend, you give up. How many of you have been up and down that mountain so many times that maybe you're even starting to lose faith and confidence in yourself? Been there, done that. We have. We've experienced it directly and indirectly through our coaching clients in our own lives. And I'm telling you guys, it is only January 10th, and if you don't have it locked in, if you don't have TFW, total effing war, as your personal mantra, thank you, Ethan Harris, my nephew, for giving me that, by the way. You're going to go back into wimp mode in about 30 days, and you're going to start being seduced by all the things you were seduced by in the past. Guys, listen, this is your best year ever, if you choose for it to be. Buy our book. I know I'm being self-serving. Who cares? Go to Amazon. I think they have the book now for less than $20. Buy the book. Get it on Audible, whatever version, and ingest the information as much as you can. So we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Oh, before we do, write this down. AgentMillions.com. AgentMillions.com. Go to that website. Register for the event we're doing. We're going to continue doing it through the month of January. We're getting great feedback on it. People love it. It's a free training event, but what really it is the mastermind with some of the most successful agents in the nation, and many of which you guys know from Bravo TV. Literally, I mean, some of these guys are our coaching clients. All of them are our friends. So please go to agentmillions.com. we have an interview with the CEO of, the president of National Association of Realtors. We have an interview with, luminaries like Brad Inman, just all kinds of really famous people that I think you will feel connected with after you listen to that or attend that webinar. So it's agentmillions.com. So Julie, let's pick up where we left off yesterday.
Yes, and I had to jump to Premier. I'm trying to remember if it was point number 11 or 12. I think we're on point number 11, but maybe you covered that at the 11th hour.
Hold on, let me look. I got to remind myself. Hold on. Am I looking at the right notes? No, I am. Are you sure you're on point? I'm not remember. Okay, I think we're not even that far along. Did you talk about farming and all that, and I just wasn't paying attention yesterday?
Let's just go to point number 11, which was, again, we're getting to our questions from you guys. I know how to make money, but I don't think I know how to keep it. We hear that a lot from coaching clients. Did you talk about 10% off the top for a dedicated checkbook, free
actually,
debit
Julie,
card, free account? Yes.
Let's do it this way. In the book, let's just cut to it so we can cover the basis, right? Because I know you want to finish this topic today because you got a new topic for tomorrow. So what chapter is it, Julie, in the book? Chapter 17 that talks about money?
It's the last chapter. So yes, I believe that's right.
Okay, so go to Harris Rules and read the last chapter. Basically, what we've done is we laid out the plan that we used and all of our top coaching clients have used to become millionaires. But the first thing that matters the most is you have to master being a really kick-ass salesperson. And then at the same time, you have to basically wrap your mind around profit. Julie gave you the analytical specific breakdowns of what percents and all the rest of it. But in the book, we give you a lot more detail as far as like what forming asset protection entities, forming LLCs, how to hold assets, things like that, so that when you've worked your ass off to get to where you are, you can keep it and you can protect it. So we talk about that, right? Yeah. Okay.
Ideally,
so let's go to point.
That is the key. Yep. Point number
12. So there's no sense of doing a gloss over of that incredibly important question on our podcast. Yep. They should just buy the book. All right. Point number 12. I'll read it. I don't really have a plan. I'm trying to put one together. Jules.
And further from this was from an email. I sort of have one, but I feel like I'm stumbling down a dark cave. Boy, that's a little bit dramatic, but I understand. And I'm successful by luck, although I'm really working myself to death. I was comparatively successful my first year in real estate with Zillow, but that's tiring to maintain, and I know I don't have any control with Zillow. So that was kind of a Zillow-specific lead buying tainted question. But the real question, don't have a plan, trying to put one together. Now, we've talked in previous podcasts about the real estate treasure map, about the 90-day massive action plan, about the rules and Harris rules. So you do have a plan. We've laid it out for you. You just have to follow it. Buying leads is not a plan. Why? Because it is not up to you. You can't say, if it's up to me, if it's meant to be, it's up to me when you're buying leads. It's not up to you. It's up to how many leads, what kind of quality, how diluted it is, how fast you get on it, and if it's even in something that you want. So yeah, you feel like you're tumbling down a dark cave because you're not in control without a plan. So coaching with us, get the plan we give you. Real estate treasure map is the most robust, and you've got to let go of that thought that you don't have a plan. You do have a plan. You just have to do it. That's a tough one.
So what Julie just said, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. One of the books we give you is the real estate treasure map. The real estate treasure map is your plan. It is over 50 pages. It is your fill-in-the-blank business plan for all of 2018. It goes over everything from financial planning to leads planning to basically your scheduling. It goes over your goal setting, your all that stuff. It's all there. The book is free. This is probably the accumulation of about 20 different books if you were to go to the, mindset, motivation, and self-improvement section of a bookstore, all in one book that we give you for free. So just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We'll give you that book and five others, and you're also entitled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches, and that is the gateway to become a premier coaching member. All right, point number 13, Julie, and this is a really valid one. I hear this all the time. I hate prospecting and lead follow-up. Should I hire an ISA to do it for me? An ISA would be like, a Filipino or, one of these, whoever. Should I hire someone to do the prospecting for me, Julie?
Well, first I would say if you can't or won't do it, how in the world do you plan to hold another sales agent accountable to the results? You don't even know what the results should be, what their ratios should be, what scripts they're supposed to be using, or what to expect. So yeah, you can hire them if you want to, but it's not going to work out because you have an inability to hold yourself accountable. How are you going to hold somebody else accountable? And I can also apply that to many other things that agents do before they should be, like hiring a buyer's agent before you are yourself buyer proficient, and the list goes on. But you should always delegate your lead generation and lead follow-up if you ever do that at all, which we recommend against, and I think you agree with that, Tim. But if you do that, you do it last, and it is an unusual phenomenon for it to work out. I think you would agree with that. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, so we coached a lot of the people that were on the CEO of Keller Williams' team, Chris Heller's team. And this was back before he was the CEO, just so we can get that correct. And yeah, he was doing a decent job of getting them to prospect every day. Now, why did it work? Well, because Chris knows how to prospect himself, because Chris got really good at prospecting, because Chris built his business around prospecting. And then it was easy for him to basically lead by example. Those of you who are looking to hire people to prospect for you, 99% of you suck at it yourselves. So here's the thing you got to understand. Prospecting will always suck. We can play games and we can, you know, set competitions in place and we can do different motivational things and you can have enough coffee and do enough jumping jacks that you might not feel the suck. But the reality of it is that's one of the things that falls into the category of doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do at the highest level. And a lot of times lead follow-up is the same thing. A lot of times pre-qualifying is the same thing. Pretty much anything that requires direct communication with a seller where they could say no are the things that are going to get you paid. If you guys are not putting yourselves in a position to hear no at least 5 times a day, you didn't work. I'm going to say that again because it's really true. I've said it before and people sent me emails thanking me for saying it, so I'm going to say it again. If you're not putting yourself in a position to hear no at least 5 times a day, you are not working. That means you have to ask for the sale, ask to set the appointment, ask to have the contract signed. You need to be using scripts and objection handlers when people don't immediately say yes. Why aren't you doing that? I know why. You know why. Because you don't know what to say. You don't know how to say it because you don't know how to emotionally and mentally deal with the potential of not having them say yes. Look, guys, these are all things you learn. It's called skills. This is how you become great. Become great. Learn the skills. You can do it. Thousands of other people have. All right. So, and yes, Julie said it right. Look, prospecting is one of the things that you should never delegate. Prospecting is something that all of you should do every day. There's a lot of ways to make it less sucky, but at the end of the day, it's never going to be something you want to do. Accept it and do it anyway. There's no such thing. Guys, and do not, and I'm saying this for our new listeners because our old listeners know this. Do not fall prey to the idea that you have to be passionate about something to be successful. That's a lie. Just is. Passion is a fleeting emotion that's tied to ego. If you're waiting to feel passionate or waiting to feel some emotional spark in order to actually do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level, you're never going to do it. Guess what? If I had to wait for me to feel passionate or that emotional spark about doing 99% of the things I have to do in my professional life, I would never do it either. I get it. I totally and completely understand. But you still got to do it. And not only do you have to do it, but you have to do it better than everybody else and you have to do it consistently. That's what coaching is all about. All right, next point, Julie.
Next point, I love how this was written. My office manager says it's normal to starve for your first 6 months to 2 years in real estate. Really? That was from an email. Yeah, well, not normal for our coaching clients. You guys aren't allowed to do that. We don't coach you to starve. We coach you to thrive. It's one of the reasons that we have BPO cash flow. Get some money in your pocket short term, gives you some time to breathe, build your skill, and be off to the races. And you can tell from the private Facebook page, there's lots of postings there with new or newer or returning agents that are taking listings out of the gate. No, it's not. I mean, it's not normal in our experience because we teach you to do what's effective and we teach you to do things that it doesn't require you to throw a bunch of expenditure on your credit card, like buying leads.
Jules, let's get in perspective.
It doesn't have to
let's
be normal. Yeah, go ahead.
We were told that same bullshit back when Julie and I got a real estate license back in our early 20s, right out of college. And we were told that by every brokerage and every person we came across. And so evidently, those same people are still spreading that same bullshit. And our first year in the business, and this is a documented fact. This isn't just some, you know, we sold over 100 houses. National Association of Realtors gave us a bunch of awards. RE/MAX gave us a bunch of awards. We did a bunch of speaking. We wrote a book that's been out of print forever called Zero to 10 Million in 1 Year. We did all of that in our first year. This is before we knew really what we were doing. This is basically what happens as a result of doing exactly what we're asking you guys to do as part of Premier, except Premier now you have the benefit of 20 years and literally bazillion coaching calls on how to basically apply this information quicker. We did it. Why can't you? Why can't you sell 30 houses or 20 houses or 10 houses your first year? Here, and I don't know if you have this, oh, you don't have this one as a question. Why is it that so many of you believe you're not supposed to work listings? You guys are being lied to, being told that, oh, when you're new in real estate, you just have to work buyers. Look, there's nothing wrong with buyers. God bless buyers. But forget working with buyers. Are you kidding me? Go after listings. Learn how to be a powerful listing agent. The buyers you work with are the buyers that basically meet your pre-qualification status as part of the Premier Coaching Program. But ideally, the buyers you work with are the sellers that have to buy something. You know, buyers themselves, guys, will be the very definition of burnout, of futility. If you're chasing buyers in a market like this, you are not going to make any money. You're going to spend way too much time chasing buyers, way too many nights and weekends. The year's going to be about half over, July, August. You're going to realize that essentially all the buyers you've been chasing, most of them haven't bought houses. Many of them decided to keep renting. Many of them decided to just do other things. And you're going to ask yourself why you're so far off track. There's not a single person listening to this show live right now or in replay years from now who will not say they would rather. Okay, here's a question. Would you rather have 10 buyers or would you rather have 10 listings? Every one of you would rather have 10 listings, right? Of course. So go after the listings. All right, the next point. Last 2 points. I want to quit my job and do real estate full time, but I have no reserves. How will I ever go full time? Don't. Do not quit your job. Do not go full time in real estate. You cannot afford it. And this is especially true if you have a family. Do not make your kids and your wife or your husband or your whatever dependents suffer because you just have some entrepreneurial angst and because you're burned out having a job. That is irresponsible. And by the way, you will regret making that decision because you'll destroy your home life. So our suggestion is, and this works for majority of the people in real estate, by the way, if you have a job and the job gives you financial security and it gives your, most importantly, your family financial security, do not quit the job and do real estate part-time. You can quit the job, but you have to earn your right to quit the job. And that basically what we want you to do is we want you to have closed. Julie and I wrote a formula for this, but the essence of it is you have to have so many listings, you have to have closed so many transactions, you have to have done it consistently. When you've proven your ability to be a listing agent, when you've proven your ability to generate income, Tim, I don't have enough time. When am I going to do it? Guys, listen, nights, weekends. We've had many coaching clients that will basically schedule themselves at work Monday through Thursday, and they'll work in real estate Friday through Saturday. And it works out great. And they have financial security. And what they'll do is they'll live off the income from the job and they'll save and play with the income from real estate. It can work if you have a prospecting-based business where you're going after listings and you're not having to spend every countless second of your life shuttling buyers around. You do have more time. You do have more control. What makes it so that when you pick up a phone and you call and you prospect, what makes it so that you get that listing appointment or you don't? It's your efficiency at the scripts of becoming a masterful salesperson. Again, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do at the highest level. So take these things seriously. Last point, and Julie has a new topic for all of us tomorrow, and I don't know what it is, but it'll be exciting. I've been in real estate for 20 years. I know what I'm doing, and I do it all the freaking time. These are Julie's. She cut these out of emails. Not this is what we wrote. How do I keep my volume or increase it and have a life? I feel like my life is real estate. Okay, so here, I'm going to take a counterpunch to this. I know what most everyone else is going to tell you. Learn how to delegate, form a team. But here's what I'm going to really, this is really the bottom line. If you feel like you're operating like that, start with the end in mind. What is your whole purpose of being in real estate in the first place? If you're experiencing a lifestyle right now that's not conducive to your original goal of being in real estate, you have the control and you have the choice to change it. So fill out the real estate treasure map. Come to the actual number that you have to earn per year to basically afford your life, to set aside money, maybe retire some debt, and have fun. You're going to come up with a number. Some of you, it's going to be 100,000. Some of you, it'll be 1,000,000. It doesn't matter. And then we want you to figure out the number of units you need to sell every year. That is the first step in control, knowing exactly what you have to do to have the best life ever, right? Doesn't that just very thought make you feel encouraged? Then you work it backwards. Okay, so if I need to sell, let's say, 30 houses per year, that means on average, if I want to be, say, 90% listings based, okay, 90% of 30, okay, so I need to sell, let's just make it easy. I need to sell 25 listings per year. Some of you are saying, how's that easy? I'll tell you why. So to sell 25 listings a year, in most markets, you would probably realistically need an inventory of no more than 5 or 6 listings at all times. Then automatically, you'll have at least half of those almost always in contract. You only need to have a listing inventory, this scenario I'm giving you. Of five listings, that's your magic number. Five is the magic number of listings you need at all time to accomplish your financial goals. And when you do that, and they're priced correctly, and they're in the MLS, and you know the market will sell them, and some of you will have five listings and they'll all be in contract. But in a normal market, five listings means you'll have two or three in contract. That right there is your 25 to 30 listings a year, your 25 to 30 closings per year, and you maybe know, you maybe do not have to work a single buyer. Do you guys get the sanity and freedom and control from, comes on focusing on the listings? Why isn't anyone else telling you this? I have no idea. Listen, guys, I have to wrap up today's show. If you've not yet done so, request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And we're going to be doing our Agent Millions event a couple more times this month. So make sure you go to agentmillions.com and you register for the event. I think we're doing one tomorrow. We might be doing one later today if I get enough people showing up. So guys, listen, go ahead and register for that event. If you need Julie and I for anything, it's Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. Thanks again, guys, for all your support on the book. If you've not purchased the book, Harris Rules, it is on Amazon. It's approaching 300 five-star reviews. It's a huge honor for us to, you know, frankly, to make the contribution that took us, that book took us, if I'm being honest, that probably took us 5 or 6 years to actually put together. You know, remember I told you that everything worth doing in our life has always taken about twice as long as we thought it would? Well, there's an example. But please consider purchasing the book if you've not yet done so, harrisrules.com. You guys have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.